You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Karen. Oh,
good morning.
How's it going?
Really well, thank you.
That's good. Bit of a chaotic morning on the bus.
A little bit.
Transportation, it's a rough one.
Bit of a mess.
Yeah. What are we going to be looking at this morning, though?
So the book I've got today is called The Dunedin Sound, Some Disenchanted Evening, and it's by Ian Chapman. You can see it here.
It's a pretty cool book.
It's brand new, and we've already been selling it really well in the shop.
Awesome.
I've seen lots of punters excitedly make a beeline to the book in the shop and browse it and, you know, kind of look up if their favourite groups are in there. So, yeah, it's richly illustrated, and as a pictorial document, it works really well. Mm. But the title, The Dunedin Sound, you know, I'm so allergic to that term, The Dunedin Sound.
Why are you allergic to it?
What does it even mean? You know,
I don't know. I mean, I suppose like a lot of bands originated from Dunedin.
Yeah, I mean, lots of groups came from Dunedin, but I think, you know, anyone knows that all the groups that kind of emerged from there were actually really quite diverse sound-wise.
Yeah.
And you just flick through this book and it's so diverse, the kind of groups that are represented, you know, they all actually do sound really different. But there's been a real resurgence of interest in this kind of community of musicians, I guess with Roger Shepherd's memoir, In Love With These Times. You know, that was a really great first-hand account. A personal memoir, you know, his experiences of running the Flying Nun record label. And this is actually quite a nice pictorial document that gives quite a wide overview, you know. It's a celebration of the so-called Dunedin scene, and it's just packed with photographs. And some of them are previously unpublished, and there's a lot of ephemera in here as well. Cool. I think the ratio of photographs to text is there's a lot more photographs than text, which is a good thing, because I think that's one of its kind of strong points.
Yeah,
and I mean, one of the things I really like about it is that it's got a lot of the obvious groups, like the Clean and the Bats and the Chills and the Verlaines, they're all in there. But then there's all these other really fantastic groups, you know, like my favourites are here, you know. It's got the Dead Sea, it's got Plagal Grind, the Stones, Snapper, Look Heaps. Blue Go Purple, The Rip. So it's really great to see them represented here.
Awesome. So who kind of, what, is it a curated book, like Ian Chapman?
Yeah, so I think what he did basically was put the call out saying, I'm working on this book, please send me photographs. And a lot of people just came to him with photographs and ephemera and
did he talk to people from the bands as well?
So people in the bands have little pieces in here, and there are also essays written by people who are kind of on the peripheral of actually being in bands, you know, like there's fans, there's music journalists, people who work sort of alongside bands and their friends. So it's got a real varied range of voices in there.
Cool.
So yeah.
Awesome.
It's a really it's got a fold out of the really epic Flying Nun family tree that Bob Scott from The Clean has been working on for years. And it's this huge fold-out chart of how all the bands are related. And it's kind of like this amazing kind of infographic. And it's actually really stressful for me to look at because my brain doesn't work like that. But for real completists and real fans, you know, stuff like that's quite exciting.
And the photos that are in the book, are they just kind of the bands playing at gigs or...?
Yeah, there's a really neat one of the Dead Sea in their practice room, and they're sort of surrounded by all these... The Truth. They've got all these sort of great pictures from The Truth newspaper and all their kind of crazy sort of headlines. And so there's practice room shots, just shots of groups hanging out, lots of live shots, quite candid shots, which is really neat too, and lots of sort of great colourful band posters and things like that.
So you get some real insight into kind of like behind the scenes stuff as well that maybe you wouldn't necessarily have seen if you were like going to the gigs and...
Yeah, 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 definitely is very evocative. And, you know, reading it, I found, oh, I must go and, you know, get that record out. Yeah. And, oh, yes, I've got that 7-inch. Let's have a listen to that. You know, it's kind of fun in that respect.
Is there a certain time period it really focuses on with music?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's just mainly sort of early 80s up to maybe early 90s. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's great anyway, you know. Like, there wasn't anyone in the book where I thought, oh, they shouldn't be there, you know. Like, it's a really good representation.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's just, yeah, it'd be a great Christmas present. I've had lots of people come in and say, I want this for Christmas for the sort of flying nun Dunedin music lover in your life.
No, it sounds like a good book. And can we have a look at the cover again, just real quickly?
Oh, here's the cover.
It's quite a big book as well, eh?
It's a big pictorial book with a fantastic image of the enemy on the front. Good old Chris Knox there. And lots of great enemy photos in here. And some of them have been previously unseen. So that's a bit of a treat.
Yeah. So it's the Dunedin Sound. People can get that at the Unity Books.
Yep, it's $50. Brilliant. Published by Bateman.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Karen, for popping in this morning, and I hope your day goes well.
Thanks, Hannah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.